Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Following up on what Wisco Paul was saying, it's hard to understand how Voss, for instance, in this state, could not confirm Evers' cabinet appointments, even many years into his term, that they will do anything to block anything. We have to understand something. The Republican strategy is the minute they lose a governorship or a presidency, the herd, the Republican herd, has one objective, and that is to destroy that governorship and presidency so they can get it back. They will do anything to injure Wisconsin. They will do anything to injure the United States. And that, in a nutshell, is why it is. And let me tell you something. The other day we were talking about how the four Republicans on the Wisconsin Supreme Court overruled lower courts and said that Voss can use your taxpayer money to pay a law firm named Consovoy and McCarthy, who are national gerrymander experts, to gerrymander Wisconsin at your expense. And their contract was a minimum of $30,000 a month retainer, up to $970,000 roughly for the year, but that's flexible. 10 years ago, and that's for the year, it doesn't include 2022. And 10 years ago, they spent $3.5 million of your tax dollars gerrymandering. Now, when Voss made his arguments, you know what one of the arguments was? This is a fig leaf. This is pretextual, as Randy Madison said, a great phrase from the Supreme Court, pretextual. He said to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, you know, one of the Democratic justices was probably wondering, well, why can't you use the Attorney General for free or the Wisconsin Legislative Reference Bureau? Attorney General's a Democrat, but, you know, they're Republican assistant attorneys general you could use. Or the Legislative Reference Bureau is scrupulously nonpartisan. Use them. You know what Voss said? The issues are too complex for Wisconsin lawyers. Voss, the popcorn magnate from Mount Pleasant, voted to give $4.5 billion, got snookered by the Chinese and Foxconn, turned down $1 billion, train money, Medicare, Medicaid money. He's going to jeopardize over $2 billion in COVID money by not giving anything to education. Not a lawyer. And this guy is saying that these issues and gerrymandering are too complex for Wisconsin lawyers. And the Supreme Court said, okay, that sounds about right. And they're Wisconsin lawyers. This is sick. It's a sick party. It's a seditious party. And it's just dead wrong. And, you know, speaking of lawyers, this really ticks me off. It's kind of funny, actually. Big game for the Bucks tonight. A couple of ambulance chasers out of Arizona, lawyers, put up a sign on I-94 going for the Suns. All right, right here in the city of Milwaukee. Now, you can say, Luke is hovering. Here's my view. Hey, listen, ambulance chasers, you heard there's ambulances up here in hospitals to chase. Well, you ain't getting them. It's not just basketball players are better than your basketball players up here. Our lawyers are better than your lawyers. So you go off in the desert, chase a few ambulances. You're no good. You're no damn good. Bucks win tonight in six. Luke, what do you think about that? I want your professional expertise.
I mean, I saw the billboard. I saw some pictures of it on social media. And, you know, it just fuels me up even more. I'm so excited for this game tonight. I am ready. I'm thrilled that the Bucks won on Saturday night. And, you know, I'm really excited for tonight. The Deer District is going to be insane. The city of Milwaukee is going to be insane. But before game six, you should come out and hang out with the Devil's Advocates. They're going to be live today in Fitchburg at the Atomic Koi from 2 to 5 p.m. And we'll be hosting a party at the Atomic Koi. So I'm sure if we're all still there at 8 p.m., the Bucks game is going to get turned on. But you can come out, hang out with the Devil's Advocates, enjoy the next stop on the Summer of Love tour that we are doing with the live shows promoting our sponsors in public at the Atomic Koi. So come on down, join us, listen to the Devils from 2 to 5 live, and then stick around and have a drink, and we'll cheer on the Bucks together.
Outstanding. What an outstanding party. What an outstanding party. And if you're in Milwaukee in the Deer District, they've opened it up to 65,000 people. They've expanded. It's going to be unbelievable. Do not try to drive downtown. Do not try to drive downtown. I'll tell you that. And as far as these Arizona Ambulance Chasers. These are a sad group. You know, it's a sad damn thing down there. They have all these people swarming in from Mexico at night. And they wear lizard skin cowboy boots, tight jeans. They enter tight jeans contests. And they walk around the desert and they go, God, I wish I was up near the Great Lakes. Why are their basketball players better than ours? Well, it's easy. They are better than theirs. I got news for you, Ambulance Chasers. Our lawyers are better than yours, too. You're no good. All you did is put a little money in the Wisconsin economy by that dumb sign. Bucks today, bucks in six. Bucks in six. So there you got that. That's extremely important. Very, very important. So a couple of things as we wind up today. Big game tonight. Be sure to watch that game. Be sure to watch that game. And, you know, speaking of games, a funny story. Do you remember when Trump came down the escalator in 2015 with Melania and he's announcing there were people there? He said, look at this crowd. Well, at the time, some of the stations said they looked like actors. They looked like they were paid. And Trump goes, oh, no, that's a lie. That's fake news and everything. Well, they his people just announced they did get paid. They put out a casting call for out of work actors, and there's a lot of them in New York because everybody wants to an actor goes to New York and they can't all find work. They got $50. They showed up to cheer. This is very sad. Unfortunately, the guy got elected because the idiots, the jamokes he ran against, you know, Jeb Bush and oh my God, and Carly Fiorina and Cruz and Rubio and all these weirdos that were weak. Everybody looked at him and said, you're weak. We don't want you. And somehow he snuck in. But paid actors right at the start. And I got to say something, you know, advancing for an event is hard. One of the techniques is you hold it in a bar. So even if only two people show up, there are all these bar patrons don't know who you are. Looks like you got a crowd that, you know, look, I think it's funny. Some people go, oh, what a terrible fraudulent thing. No, it's not a terrible fraudulent thing. It's sort of typical. But the fact that he got away with it, is amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And one final thing for today, 8-month sentence for the first felony conviction for one of the intruders in the Senate, 8 months. Prosecutors asked for 18 months. The defense wanted house arrest, 8 months in prison. And this was a guy who was contrite. He had never hit a cop. He didn't injure anything. He just walked in and it was a criminal trespass. It was a good message to send. He said, I wish I hadn't done it. I'm sorry. I understand that the election is the election and blah, blah, blah. The judge did the correct thing. Give him some time in the who's gal. Give him some time in striped pajamas. And then out he goes. The other guys that are coming up, remember, cop's eye got gouged out. Another cop stabbed with a pole. They're kicked, beaten, thrown down the stairs. People were killed. Insurrection is shot. Two others trampled. Trampled to death. That's a nasty way of going. Nasty, nasty way of going. These other guys are going to get real time. These other guys will get real time. If this guy got 8 months, other guys are going to get some real, real time. And they should. No more insurrections. The last one was in 1860 when Lincoln won, and it was called the Civil War. Great show today. Great show. Go Bucks tonight. Important game. Bucks and six. Bucks and six. Going to get a lot of great programming. You got Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman. You got Diamond Kroot, Devil's Advocate, Earl Ingram, and Luke just announced that party in Fitchburg tonight. Luke, what was the name of the joint?
At the Atomic Koi in Fitchburg. So
there you go.
Yep.
Big party tonight, and then the Bucks, then the weekend Pizza Box Mike and other great programming in the evenings. Matt Flynn Direct back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for now.